Mishnah Ches. Since we're discussing the idea of kavana, of having the correct intentions, the Mishnah brings a pasuk, v'ho kasha yorim Moshe yodai. It was when Moshe would lift up his hands, v'govar Yisrael, and Yisrael would be victorious, and they would have the upper hand, and this pasuk is referring to the war against Amalek. After the Jewish people left Mitzrayim and Amalek came to attack them, the Torah says that Moshe went up to the top of a mountain and he davened to Hashem and he lifted up his hands. And the Torah makes a point that as he lifted up his hands, that is when the Jews were winning. But when he put his hands down, then they would start falling. Asks the Mishnah an obvious question, is it the hands of Moshe which decides who will win the war or who causes people to fall in war? Of course not. Rather, it's to tell you that as long as the Jewish people were looking upwards and they were enslaving their hearts, they directed their hearts towards their Father in Heaven, Hashem, they were being victorious. The battle was going their way. But if not, when Moshe did not have his hands raised up to remind people to look upwards, then people would forget and they wouldn't necessarily direct their hearts totally to Hashem in prayer. And at that point, they would fall down. Because the winning of the war is dependent on how much we have our hearts directed to Hashem, and how great our prayers are. Similar to this matter, you should say, in the following case, you see another idea like this. When the Jews in the desert complained that they didn't have any food or water, so Hashem brought a plague of snakes and serpents, and they bit the people, many people died, and then the Jewish people started to repent, and they went to Moshe, and Moshe davened to Hashem, and Hashem told him to make a copper snake, and to put it on a pole. Hashem said, "Aseilecha sorof, make for yourself a serpent, v'sim meisal neis, place it on a pole, and set it up for everybody to see, v'ho kol anoshuch. And it will be that anybody who was bitten by a snake or a serpent, he will see this serpent and he will live." So ask the Mishnah, is it a snake who kills people? Is it a snake who causes people to live? Of course not. But rather, as long as the Jewish people were looking upwards and they were enslaving and directing their hearts towards Hashem in the heavens, their Father in Heaven, they would be healed, because they would look upwards, they would be reminded of Hashem, and they'd be reminded of the real one who heals everybody, and they would daven to Hashem. And that's how they were healed, not by the snake, of course, v'im lav. But if not, as long as the snake was not there, and there was no reminder to look up to Hashem and daven to him, they would melt away and be destroyed, and they would not be healed, and they would end up dying. Alright, now the perek ends off with a limitation on who is able to fulfill a mitzvah and to perform the act of the mitzvah in order to fulfill other people's obligation. So, for example, who would be able to read the Megillah or to blow the shofar? Cheresh, which generally refers to somebody who is both deaf and dumb. However, when it comes to the mitzvahs of shofar and Megillah, even somebody who can speak but he can't hear is not obligated in the mitzvah, because the whole mitzvah is to hear it, and he can't hear it. So he's not obligated in the mitzvah. Shoite, a fool, he doesn't have a sufficient level of understanding, and he is exempt from all mitzvahs. For katan, and a child under the age of bar or bas mitzvah, again, at least on a mid-oraisa level, he is exempt from all mitzvahs. And because these three people themselves are not obligated in the mitzvah, they cannot cause others to fulfill the obligation via their performance of the mitzvah. This is the rule. Anybody who is not at all obligated in the matter himself, he has no mitzvah of shofar or megillah, etc., he cannot cause others to fulfill their mitzvah via his performance of the act of the mitzvah, since even he himself is not obligated. So in a way, the mitzvah is not really being performed in its fullness, on the level which somebody who is obligated requires.